Macmillan Audio presents Watcher in the Woods by Kelly Armstrong. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. I have not seen my sister April in 2 years. 9 months ago, I called her before I fled to a hidden town in the Yukon, where people like me go to disappear. I didn't tell her where I was going. I only said that I had to leave, and she might not hear from me for a few years. Maybe I was imagining it, but I thought I heard relief in her voice. After our parents died, I would call before April's birthday, before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, and I'd suggest getting together. For the first year, she made excuses. Then she stopped bothering, and I stopped calling. I worked through every holiday and pretended it didn't matter. Of course it mattered. Late last night, I called from a payphone in Dawson City and told April that I needed her help, that a man's life depended on it. She hung up on me. Now, I'm outside the Vancouver hospital where she works. She's a neuroscientist, but also has her medical degree and consults a neurosurgery. According to her assistant, she's been here all night on an emergency call and should be leaving at any moment. I'm standing by the parking garage. I've confirmed there's a car in her spot. Now, it's just a matter of waiting.